Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Oh, yes.
We are We Talk Radio.
Hey.
check one. My mic sounds like check one. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Black coffee, no sugar, no cream. That's the kind of guy. How many of y'all out there down with y'all team tonight? The Dallas Cowboys. Woo, we gave y'all some black coffee, no sugar, no cream. Hello, hello, We Talk Radio Network. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are coming in on tonight. Everybody's around the tube tonight. They just can't believe what they just witnessed, Mandy.
Right.
Well, we saw that. They can't believe that the Cowboys lost tonight.
Man,
this is unbelievable.
Don't
I could just feel I could just feel the energy in the room.
Don't get quiet now. Some folks been talking some big stuff today.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to We Talk Radio Network. It is the E-Man After Show. I'm E-Man. That's Mandy over there.
Mm-hmm.
We're so excited that you guys are joining us for another episode. Listen, if you want to follow us over here on We Talk Radio Network, we're on all social media. You can go to www.wetalkradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we're on all social media, or we're on a whole lot of more other platforms. Mandy,
right.
How else can they find us?
How else can they find us?
Uh-huh.
They can find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn, Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
And she's just not reading all of them. You can actually find We Talk Radio Network on those platforms.
Right.
And so you guys, I listen to them on Spotify.
Spotify.
Uh-huh. I go to Spotify and check out the We Talk family and
mm-hmm.
all the great shows that they have over here, because we have something for you every day of the week.
Right.
Then you also can follow us on our YouTube channel.
Right.
You can go to our YouTube channel, which is We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But if they want to subscribe, man, how do they subscribe for We Talk Radio Network?
You would just hit that subscribe button. Also, you want to hit the notification bell so that you can be notified whenever We Talk Radio Network upload new content.
Yeah, man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. Well, we're back. We're back tonight. Everybody got their mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
All you that's been out tonight checking out, you know, the because, you know, this has been the NFL divisional playoff weekend, Mandy.
Right.
And the NFC and the AFC played this weekend. And those different people are having watch parties tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and people are out at their watch parties, but they probably got their mouth closed, or they cussing, or they throwing their beer, or they just sad right about now.
Right, right. I mean, it's a sad day for many.
In the Cowboy land. Why? Because San Francisco 49ers, they came out with a win tonight. They won the game tonight, 19-12 over the Dallas Cowboys. Man, 9-2. Ooh, those some ugly numbers right there.
Some ugly numbers. Some people are so upset this evening. Shout out to all of you that are a little upset, but tomorrow morning, I guarantee you will be in a better space.
Yeah, man, this is crazy. Those of you coming in on the phone line tonight, those of you on the network, we want to appreciate you following the E-Man After Show. We've been enjoying the game just as well. Just come off the Mandy the Mentor Show. That's why this show is called E-Man After Show. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's coming in tonight. And, man, let's just do a little recap from last Sunday night.
Let's recap, E-Man.
Yeah, last Sunday night, man, we had an awesome show. I want to thank my oldest brother. He came on last Sunday night, and he gave his miracle testimony.
Right.
Yeah, he coded three times, and in 23 minutes, he coded three times, and God raised him back up. And we had him on last Sunday night, Deljus Massington. It was a great interview. And listen, those of you that want to go out on YouTube to check out that interview, you can go to, I forget the name of his ministry right now. You can go to his ministry page, and I can't even think of the name of his ministry, but you can go to his page and check that testimony out there.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. It was such an awesome testimony, very impactful in last week, E-Man.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, we received a lot of great feedback regarding his testimony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very inspiring, and I know that someone out there was encouraged on last week.
Yeah, you know, they were encouraged. you know, with the testimony that he gave on last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to appreciate all you guys that listened last week, and we want to thank all you guys coming in on tonight. But, man, guess what day it is?
Yes. Tell me.
Guess what day it is?
What day is it?
It's Celebration of Life Day.
Celebration of Life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you celebrate, you know, life today.
Yes.
Yeah, you want to make sure you celebrate in whatever capacity. You know, you want to celebrate life, man, because I tell you, you can get a lot done in 2023 if you can be free.
That's right.
And you listen, someone say, do all you can while you can and leave no stones unturned.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you walk out of life, make sure you celebrate.
Yeah, when I thought about celebration of life, I thought about celebrating the quality of life,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, I mean, unfortunately, we know that certain people, quality of life have been affected, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you have quality of life today and you can go out and you can take a walk or you can just get out the house and breathe, celebrate.
Right, right.
It should be celebrated. And we know that from just the last few years of being locked in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so we want you to celebrate of life. We want to celebrate your life in whatever way. Well, Mandy, I tell you, everybody is up in arms about the Dallas Cowboys. And don't forget tonight at 9:35, we have our segment with Encouragement for the Soul with Rhea Braille.
You do not want to miss this segment. If you are in need of encouragement, you want to hear Encouragement for the Soul.
Yes, you definitely want to do that. But guess what, Mandy?
What?
We want to shout out to the founder and CEO of We Talk Radio Network.
Right.
Man, this time last Sunday night, we was coming from their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They jumped the broom on last Sunday night, so shout out to Miss Kia and Mr. T. Smiley.
Yeah, shout out to you. It was a nice wedding.
Very
nice
wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful wedding. We enjoyed the wedding. We had so much fun on last week. They're somewhere honeymooning.
Right.
Honeymooning it. They're somewhere kicking it up, I'm quite sure. So shout out to the powers that be, Miss Kia D and Mr. T. Smiley. They'll be back in the ham shortly, you know.
Right.
Man, it's just a beautiful thing for black love. And
it,
man,
is. It is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And so, man, they got married on last Sunday, and it was just thebomb.com.
It was. It was really nice. Shout out to Miss Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny, what's
Destiny
her?
Brown.
Destiny
DB.
Brown. Yes, Miss DB. She was the DJ. I mean, girl had it going on. She didn't miss a beat. She had it going on. I thought it was just so beautiful to see her, you know, DJing the wedding, you know, and just everything that had taken place. The sorority sisters that came out to celebrate, I thought that was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a lot of love in the room.
Yeah, man. And so so shout out to Mr. T. Smile and Miss Davis, wherever you, Miss Kia D, wherever you at. So I'm about to start referring to their married name. But
right.
The radio name, T. Smiley and Miss Kia D.
Right.
Congratulations to you guys. Hoping you are having fun wherever you are.
Right.
Wherever you are. Well, man, I tell you, you ready to run down these schools? Man, it's been football
mm-hmm.
all weekend long over here.
Yeah.
And so let's do it like this, Mandy. Oh, yeah, the NFL. Man, this has been the NFL division, a playoff game, the NFC and the AFC weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so, man, what we had on yesterday, we had the Kansas City Chiefs. They rolled over the Jaguars 27-20.
Right.
And then we had the Cincinnati Bengals. Man, they upset Buffalo. Just like the Cavaliers got upset a while ago. Cincinnati upset the Buffalo Bills 27-10.
All right.
And then, man, Philadelphia just dogged out to the New York Jets. They beat 38-7.
Eagles.
And guess what? The 49ers have put a pin in the Dallas Cowboys.
Somebody's going to be upset tonight.
They put, you know, guess what? They had a big balloon that we blew the Cowboys up, but the 49ers put a pin in.
Wow.
And they,
wow.
And they beat tonight, this evening, just a minute ago, 19-12. So guess what? The NFC, and this is how it line up next week. Man, I thought the Cowboys was going to be, we were going to go out to the Jerry's World next Sunday where they were going to have the NFC Championship. I thought we were going to be out of Jerry's World.
Well, you thought.
Doggone Cowboys. Well, the AFC looks like the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cincinnati Bengals are playing in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like the NFC, the Philadelphia Eagles and the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to be happening.
Right.
That's what's going to be happening next Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so They said that the Cowboys haven't beat the 49ers for a minute. Well, I guess they're keeping that record because they didn't beat them tonight.
Look, my heart goes out to all of the Cowboys fans out there because we have some people that are truly upset tonight, amen. They will have been affected, but I guarantee you tomorrow will be another day. And look, it's always next year.
Uh-huh.
Always next year.
Don't be
salty.
Well, we want to thank all you guys that's joining us on tonight. Listen, if you want to join the conversation, you want to talk about your Cowboys, you can hit option one.
Uh-huh.
We'll bring you into the conversation.
Option one, people.
We ain't going to get too many calls tonight.
Right.
You ain't going to get too many people calling in tonight. We ain't going to get too many people on. Well, we get them on the network. But you know what? I want to shout out to the high-rise. All the people that we sit at table 9 at Kia D.
Yeah.
Wood, down there from the high-rise. Shout out to you tonight.
Yeah, shout out to you guys.
I can't
guys
remember
tonight.
No names. Yeah, we enjoyed them. We was at the table with a lot of them that they say they listen to the E-Man After Show. So if you're listening, shout out to you tonight.
Yeah, shout out to
I remember
you.
Jordan. I do
uh-huh.
remember Jordan. Shout out to you, Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to appreciate all of you guys. Man, I tell you, either everybody's over at Jerry's World tonight watching the you know, they had a big watching party over there, AT&T Stadium tonight.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. It was free. You were able to come out and check out the game. The weather was beautiful because we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex,
mm-hmm.
and the weather looked nice. And so a lot of people are driving away from over Jerry's World, we call it, over there in Arlington, Texas. I don't know if they're blowing their horns.
Traffic is something else tonight. I bet traffic is just bagged up, but hopefully everybody enjoyed themselves.
Yeah, and so we're going to bring a few callers in. We're going to go to a real quick break, man, and when we come back out of this break, we're going to bring some few callers in.
All right.
We're going to talk about the Cowboys on tonight.
All right, now.
Y'all guys keep it locked. It's the E-Man After Show. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. But not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? A son of disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man flow. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
See, 'cause they got no place to be. That's why I'm Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey, 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 y'all. It's your favorite producer, DB. Thank you so much for tuning in to We Talk Radio every single week. We love you and we appreciate all of our listeners. Peace out, y'all.
Oh, yes. We're back in the studio tonight on the E-Man After Show. We are hanging out a little bit. We've been watching the game. The game, the Dallas Cowboys, is blown off. Well, I tell you. Yes, the Dallas Cowboys just getting defeated on tonight. Hey, let's rock the party. I can just imagine what's going to happen around now. I'm E-Man. Well, we're back in the building.
Yep.
Man, we want to appreciate all of you that's coming around the network on tonight. We're just hanging out a little bit tonight, man, because the Cowboys, we broadcast this show, ladies and gentlemen, down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and we are Cowboys for life.
Right.
But our boys did lose.
They gone.
They out of here.
The year to it is January the 22nd. As of today.
I'm going to bring this caller in. Last four numbers, 9991. You are on the E-Man After Show. Don't be crying. Hello, caller. How are you?
So y'all rubbing it in, huh?
How you doing tonight?
How are you?
Hello, Mr. and Ms. Dr. and Mrs. I can't say it right.
Get it together,
Mr.
girl.
And Mrs.
They done messed you up.
I done started a bonfire in front of my house with all the Cowboys gear that I own. So, yeah, I may see a fire.
Listen,
how you guys doing tonight?
We're doing absolutely fantastic. It's the typical Cowboys. They tell you that all the time.
But this game, had that not threw them two interceptions close to the end zone, we would have won that game.
Right.
We would have won that game, you know. Yeah. But the good thing is they didn't blow us out.
Right.
I mean, it's like
12-9.
I mean, a loss is a loss.
Almost won, but won. You know, I'm trying to figure this out. Well, I almost won.
Dr. Masterson, all ties to you is cut.
I'm second runner up.
I will give it to him because this is the farthest that the Cowboys has come since 1993.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't made it this far since 1993. So,
right.
But I hate to see my boys lose. I'm glad it wasn't a blowout. But a loss is a loss. But I will say them two interceptions that Dak threw right close to the end zone You know, we could have won that game.
But well, you know, he threw all his touchdowns last Sunday. Last Sunday, he threw it all.
He
didn't have no more left with
that,
it.
Right. So call
he played like a – he was beast mode last week, and then they just laid down by the riverside this week.
Right. They really did. Call, I just want to know, why didn't you threaten to slice my tires?
Because I said if you said one more thing about my Cowboys, and you just rubbing it in because you know I ain't going to slash your tires.
If I go out there and they slash, I know exactly what.
We know who to roll up on. You know what I mean? We know if my tires are slashed,
wait a minute.
We know who to roll up on. We're coming deep.
Disclaimer, I live far away. It wasn't me. Check my phone records on the towers.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I hope you guys are having a great night.
We're having fun.
The show. I'm very upset.
Well, listen, tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow is a new day.
Yep.
So now I'm hoping that the 49ers beat the feathers off the Eagles because I can't stand the Eagles. So
that's going to
be
a good game right there.
Next week.
You know what they say about the Eagles fly high.
They ain't going to fly high next week.
You said the Cowboys were going to win tonight.
And we could have won.
So your
word
don't hold any credibility.
Interceptions.
Your word don't hold any credibility on
E-Man after show, sis. And if Dak, I'll give to our defense. It really was a defense game. And our defense held them down to 19. Good. Mm-hmm. I give them that. Our offense, had we not lost, if Dak hadn't thrown them two interceptions, the kicker needs to retire.
Denial. The Cowboy fans are always in denial. Now, look, I don't have a bone. I don't have a dog in this fight, okay? But you guys are always in denial.
Hold on. E-Man, tell the truth. Had not Dak threw them two interceptions close to the end zone, we could have won that game.
For sure that.
Am I not lying?
Victor.
Am I not lying?
Vic, put your bifocals on. Put your bifocals on. Next time you watch the game,
Amen.
Put those bifocals
on.
Amen.
You have back me up.
Oh,
man.
Oh, no. You're telling the truth. I would have thought, I just can't figure it out sometimes. You know, we got some more callers. We'll bring them in. I just cannot figure it out how you can play that good last week and this week you throw two interceptions right there. How do we do that?
At the end zone. Oh, my God. At the end zone.
can you sound the way you sounded before the game ended? Like, can we get some of that funk and fire that you had before the Cowboys lost?
Don't pay my co-host no attention. She's just trying to rub it in over there. Don't pay her no attention.
Y'all, look, I'm going to say one more thing, and I know y'all got other callers. I don't drink, right? I don't drink. Uh-huh. And if I do drink, it's like very light. Y'all know in my cup right now, I have 3 points tequila and a splash.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. We believe you. We believe
you,
Cowboy fan.
Well, we want to thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. I love you guys. Great show.
We love you.
Great show. And we have next year, okay?
All right, honey.
Love you guys.
Celebrate life.
Bye. Yeah, the day is National Celebrate Life Day.
So, celebration of life.
Let me see if I can bring this other caller in. He getting ready to do a segment. Mr. Fred Bell, how are you, sir? Hello, Mr. Fred Bell? I think that's Fred, but he might be on mute.
I was on mute. No, I'm here.
Wanted to bring you in on the conversation. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing. What do you say? He got tired of hyena happy. Oh, my God. I am coming here so my wife can look at TV. Now, let me tell you. Uh-huh. Didn't I tell y'all last week the Cowboys were going to lose? Like your last caller said, we could have did this. We could have did that. If he would have did this, if I'd have played the lotto the other week, I'd have won. If I'd have got all five numbers, like, It's always, and then they say, oh, at least we didn't get blew out. You lost. I don't care if it's about half a point, 1 point. You, Dallas, they are not good. They were looking at the team that they played last week that had lost nine games.
Right.
Then they want to think this is the same team. It's not the same team. The Cowboys are not that good. If I raise my grandson, who's seven, and I beat him, am I going to start jumping up and kicking my heels like all these Cowboy fans do? That's the reason they lost. I was going to go on Facebook and post something, but you know what?
Ooh.
I'm going to sit back. I ain't going to even mess with him.
I don't do that.
I'm just getting enjoyment. My son called me last week screaming, phone. We going to the Super Bowl. You know what? My wife called him a while ago. He said, I'm going to call you back later. I'm kind of sad. Really?
Keep
the same energy you had last week.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, I tell you, it's a different, because ladies and gentlemen on the network, we see you guys coming in on the network. We see you coming in on the phone line. We broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Fred Bell, a while ago, you could listen, if you needed to go grocery shopping, if you needed to go do anything when the Cowboys playing, the streets was clear as all get out. You go get gas, get back and rest the rest of the game. Now, oh man, it's popping out there.
Hey, you know what would have been good, E-Man? If you told me to do a segment right now about how you depressed because of the game. If you think the world is going to end and you ain't going to wake up tomorrow, go to the Cowboys.
Well, you know what? The segment you're going to do tonight, go kind of help them out. We've got 3 more minutes. We're going to run your segment. Yeah, I think it's going to help a few of them out today.
Right.
And those of you that are on the network, on the phone lines, we do want you. This is Fred Bell. This is the gentleman that does the segment over here, Encouragement for the Soul. We got 3 minutes. They are texting my phone. They are texting Mandy's phone.
Somebody just texted and said, see, now I want to talk to the man that's talking about the Cowboys like that. Oh, Lord. Look, they mad. These Cowboy fans are delusional, okay?
Yes, they are. They are. Oh, we lost Fred Bell. He must have. Yeah, he'll call us back. But ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines tonight, on the network tonight, we want to appreciate all of you guys that's joining us by way of the network, by the phone. And I tell you, man, look, listen here.
You bring somebody in.
Hello, caller, you upset? You upset too?
Caller 9991.
You back on the E-Man After Show. Well, she must be on mute. You know, she must be.
She on mute.
She don't want to go. She don't want to get into it with Fred Bell.
Look, don't be texting my phone because we're going to put you on blast tonight.
You're back with us, Fred Bell. Man, we appreciate you. We got 1 minute before we do your segment. Those of you on the network tonight, we want you to listen to this segment on tonight. This is, and then we got another announcement we're getting ready to do because we actually finna do Bible study on the E-Man After Show.
Right.
Start next month. We're going to talk about that, Fred, when we come out of your segment. So you guys, we want to thank you on the phone lines. Y'all guys, keep it locked. We get ready to do our segment. Fred Bell, we'll come back to you after the segment, sir. Yes, sir.
All righty.
All right. We want to thank all of you guys that's joining us on the phone lines. The phone lines are lighting up the network. We're having fun. The Dallas Cowboys lost tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having fun. But we want you guys that's feeling depressed, that's feeling down.
They said they're not delusional. They were on mute.
We want you to enjoy this segment. We want you to be blessed by this. This segment should encourage your soul.
Right.
Sure.
So if you're feeling down because the Cowboys lost tonight, listen to Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. I guarantee you, you'll wake up tomorrow refreshed.
We'll be back right after this.
You are now tuned in to Encouragement for your soul. With Fred Bell.
Not give someone an opportunity to receive Jesus. It's a simple act of faith to confess that you are lost and you need a Savior.
You know, one of the hardest things in this life, for not only Christians, but people in general,
don't put it on.
is to forgive themselves of the things they have done. We have sometimes felt we have done so many bad things that we are not even right for God to forgive us. But God sent his only begotten Son down to die for sinners like us, so that we may be saved through him. So tonight, I want to let each and every one of you know tonight that God will forgive you. He's just to forgive your sins, because God promises not only to hear, but he promises to forgive your sins. Have you ever been in a situation where you did something and you did not want to come to God and confess that sin? Well, let's take it like this. Have you ever done something and you did a person wrong, but you couldn't go to that person and tell them you were sorry? So that person never had the chance or the opportunity to forgive you, and that person passed away. It's a thing that will bother you for the rest of your life. So here we sit tonight. There's someone out there today who think they have done something bad enough where God cannot forgive them. But let me tell you, if he forgave me for what I've done, he will certainly forgive you. Because when he sent his only begotten Son down to die for sinners like us, it wasn't just for the Christians. It was for people like you and me. Because before we were Christians, we were yet sinners. So therefore, God is the God of another chance, another chance, and another chance. So be glad that we serve a God of another chance, and he's not like any of our friends or anybody in our family that will only give us one chance. For he says the righteous man falls seven times, but he gets back up. And he also says, how many times shall you forgive your brother? The Bible tells us over and over and over. Because God forgives us, so why can't we forgive someone else? So don't think that you are a person that has done so many bad things that God does not want to hear from you. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to be a comforter. He wants to be a father. He wants to be a mother. He wants to be whatever you need. He wants to be your best friend. Because we have got into an argument with our wives, with our kids, but yet and still, we go back and we apologize. So why can't we do that same thing for God so he can forgive us? Don't ever think that you're beyond being restored. Even in 2 Chronicles 7:14, for God says, for those who are called by my name, if they will humble themselves, I will then, and turn away from their sins, I will then hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. What God is saying, come and have a conversation. Come and sup with me. Tell me what's going on in your life. I want to talk to you. But God is the one who can help you do better. Because he can forgive you for any blemish. Because we are washed in the blood. Don't let anyone talk you out of your kingdom. Don't let anyone talk you out of your crown. People, let me tell you tonight. How can you go to hell for something Christ died for? He died for your sins. You go to hell if you refuse to repent and turn it all over to him. But the key word in that song is repent and turn away from your wicked ways. And God will not only heal you, but he will restore you. You've heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired, with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
This is for the world. Searching for peace.
that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions, 'cause we don't know why. Oh yes, we all need you to make a way, and we all need you, that's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you, show us the way. When it all falls down and there's no way out, hey, when our faith is lost and we're full of doubt, ooh, we know who you are and you never change. You still got over everything. Oh, 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 oh Lord, we need you. I don't wanna sound selfish, but won't you answer me? And set me free. Yeah, yeah. We all need you, hey, to make a way. We all need you, that's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you, hey, show up.
Attention, attention, all callers. If you want to call into any of your favorite radio shows, you dial the number 563-999-3456. Again, 563-999-3456 and press the number 1. Yes, numero uno. And make sure you bring it, honey, because we want to be a part of the conversation with you. This is DB signing off on We Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Man, I tell you, it's been all about the Cowboys.
Right.
this has been, man, it's been a great weekend of football, man. I tell you, we see you guys on the phone line. We can see you guys coming in on that's in on the network. Shout out to all of you that's been watching the games this weekend, that's watched the game tonight. Yes, our Dallas Cowboys have lost. We got a rivalry going on the phone lines.
Mm-hmm.
We got Mr. Fred Bell on one end, and we got Miss Victoria on the other end.
Right.
I tell you, but I'm going to bring them back into the conversation. But just before we go into the conversation, those of you, let me kind of update you a little bit on this weekend. It has been the NFL Division of Playoff game, the NFC versus the AFC weekend. And, man, I tell you, it's been a lot of upsets this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City Chiefs, they rolled over the Jaguars 27-7.
Mm-hmm.
And then, guess what? Cincinnati Bengals, they upset the Buffalo Bills 27-10. And if you watched the game on last night like we did, Philadelphia, they just stomped New York.
They did.
38-7. And all of you Cowboys, they just got off some, just came from Jerry's World over there. So we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. To all of you that just watched the game, the 49ers upset the Cowboys again. 19-20.
19-20.
2-9. Ooh, that's some ugly numbers, man.
They are. They were.
So we see you guys on the phone line. We were talking to Fred Bell. We were talking with Victoria. Man, I tell you, let's see if we can bring Fred Bell back into the conversation here. Hello, Fred Bell. How you? You back, sir? You back with us? I tell you, looking here, oh man, it's been a weekend. 12-9, they got some ugly numbers, boy. I tell
right.
you, I don't know what happened out there tonight, Fred. But man, I guess we out of.
Cowboys showed up.
Yeah, the real Cowboys showed up. Victoria.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Victoria, you know, we got Mr. Fred Bell, you know, he's a cowboy. You know, he kind of look jelly when it comes to the Cowboys.
I see, and I've heard. How you doing, Mr. Fred?
I'm doing fine. Tonight, this is one of the best nights of my life.
Oh, okay, here we go. Mr. Fred, who is your favorite football team?
My team is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay, see, that didn't even make it no worse. So I normally don't talk to nobody who didn't make it to the playoffs.
You know
but
what?
I'm going to go ahead on and talk to you.
But let me tell you this. You're right. We didn't make it to the playoffs. We started out 2-6, right?
Mm-hmm.
We finished 9-8. They call it a rebuilding year. When you guys have a rebuilding year, y'all finish 4-13, 6-10. We will never be that sorry.
No. You know what? I give you that. And you know what? I'm a big fan of Mike Tomlinson. I really am. But I will say that our team, Cowboys, are known for we win against teams that people expect for us to lose to, and we lose to teams that
right.
people expect for us to win to. Now, had that not threw them two interceptions at the end zone, we would have won this game. We would have. You know, we do have some good people on our team. But, again, even though y'all started out of 2-6 and y'all made it to 9-8 or whatever, you still didn't make the playoffs. Y'all wasn't even
no.
in the wild card seat. Hold on.
Yes, we were. We would have made the playoffs if the Jets would have beat Miami. But I didn't want us to make the playoffs because we didn't win the games we were supposed to win. Unlike the Cowboy fans, I look at the games for real. I wasn't jumping up and clicking my heels when we were beating teams that were sorry. Y'all beat a team that lost 9 games. They lost 9 games. So if you looked at it, you were supposed to beat them. You were supposed to look good. So you know what y'all should have said? Yeah, you know what? We beat Tampa Bay. We're going to have a tougher time against San Francisco. But everyone on the radio, we're going to Super Bowl. We're going to do this. I said, okay. Keep that same energy you had last week, this week. Now look on Facebook.
Right
on. Nobody posted nothing. You know why? Because they at home crying right now. Kids getting whooped for no reason. Husband's going to get divorced because wife's talking to him.
Yeah, we will.
Hold on. Mr. Fred, I was crying until I heard you say what you said. And one thing I'm going to do is now, me and a fellow cowboy fan, we can talk trash about our team, but I ain't finna let another team talk trash about my Cowboys. I ain't finna do it. So my energy done came right on back up. And the fact that we held 49ers down only 19 points, you know, for us, that's good. You know, because 49ers are good. They are a good team this year. They really are.
Right.
You know,
but you know, you know that quarterback was drafted. You know, he was the last player drafted. And you know, last player drafted, they call him Mr. Irrelevant. He was the last player drafted in the draft.
Oh,
he wasn't the first. He was the last player
drafted.
Man, she
only tried to shoot darts on
him. I mean, they come in hard.
He beat the Cowboys.
And y'all got beat
by a third-string quarterback. Now, I've seen him play in college, and he's pretty good. But he's a third-string. He should have had pressure on him more than Dak. But that's mm-hmm. who Dak Prescott is. And soon as I called, I told my friend, I said, watch, he's going to throw an interception. And he should have threw four interceptions. That last one, number 57 drop, that should have been a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Man, say, I mean, I came not on that, but still, at the end of the day, y'all was sitting on the couch watching us play tonight.
Guess what? Y'all are in the same place. Y'all going to be on the couch with us next week. Me and you can watch the game together.
Right. And I hope Philly be sitting with us. Because now I done converted, y'all. I done converted. I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. But next week, I'm a 49ers fan.
Oh, man.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you know what?
Wow. Go right ahead, Fred.
It's not so much the Cowboys that people dislike. It's the mm-hmm. fans. Everybody's Ooh. Going around, even the sports writers talking about they're going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to beat San Francisco. Like, San Francisco didn't have the number one defense. Like, they were not good. We're going to do this. We're going to do that.
We held their defense down. We really did.
But the thing about it don't make a difference. You lose by 1 point, 2 points, 3 points. You lost the game.
We made it like 3-4 games further than what y'all did. We still made it further. Whether we learned,
but okay,
y'all lost a long time ago. We made it a couple more games before y'all, and then we got shut down.
But this we gonna do right here. We gonna take it biblical, right? We both standing at the gate. Right?
Yeah,
I committed a little more sins. And we both repented, right? So we both get into heaven. So what difference do it make?
Exactly.
We're in the same place, right?
You know what, Fred? You're right. We are going to be sitting in the gate looking at the Super Bowl.
Right there.
Looking at the Super Bowl.
I love good
football talk, you know what I'm saying, against another team, and it's right. all in fun. It really is all in fun. You know, we chose tonight. We really did. That
right.
messed us up, you know. So at the end of the day, you know.
But just to clarify.
I really enjoyed this. My sister said I'm delusional. You know what I'm saying?
I just want to clarify something, though.
And then I'm explaining to you why we're America's team.
Yeah, we're going to stop you right now because, you know, you lost the game and you lost this battle, you know. But I just want to clarify something that Fred Bell said. Fred Bell said the Cowboy fans crying. Fred Bell, Victoria wasn't crying. She drinking. She don't drink, but she drinking tonight.
You didn't have to go there. I'm going to leave that part out.
But y'all both gonna make it in the front of the gate, huh?
We both gonna be in the gate. We both gonna be in the gate watching. I don't know who he gonna go for. But if Philly makes it to the Super Bowl, I'm definitely not going for Philly. But they call us America's team for a reason. And Mr. Fred, I thank
you Fred,
because you are one of the reasons why they call
Victoria.
Us.
That. Victoria, I want Fred Bell to explain to us how that really worked.
I'm
going to
explain to you how that happened. And if you don't believe me, Google it.
in 1970, okay. NFL Films called the Pittsburgh Steelers owner, asked him if they want to be America's team. He said, no, we're Pittsburgh's team. They called the Cowboys second and asked them, and of course, y'all said, yeah, that's how you got the name America's team. If the owner would have wanted to be America's team, he would have chose that, and we would have been America's team. So it's not like y'all America's team. Y'all second choice.
We were second choice.
You want me to break that down? Go ahead.
I let you say it because that's true. That's true, but that was a long time ago. We still carry that title now, and we're not America's team because we're such a good football player. We're America's team because everybody pay attention more to our team than they own.
Put the cup down.
Own.
You know why?
If don't, let's say
you know
if
why?
Put
Sunday,
the cup down. Put the alcohol down.
Let me tell you why. Because last week we had 30-plus million viewers. Why? Because they was watching Cowboys wanting us to lose against Tampa Bay. People can't come straight
right.
on their own team because they worried about Dallas Cowboys.
You just said it right there, and you didn't even know it. Because people hate y'all fans so much, they want y'all to lose, so they'll look at the game so they can cheer. That is the only reason. But y'all won y'all first playoff game on the road in 30 years. Do you know 30 years ago, all my hair was still black?
But in case in point, that's why we will always be America's team. Because we have the most hated fan base, and we have the most loved fan base. You know what I'm saying? Again, other teams cannot concentrate on their own team worried about what the Dallas Cowboys are doing. That, why we will be America's team.
Hold that thought. Because let's see if we can bring somebody else in. Last four numbers, 1451. You hold the email and I have to show. Hello, who is this?
Yes, sir. Hello. How y'all doing? I'm Chance Freeman with Dilapsu Entertainment.
How are you, sir? Welcome to the E-Man After Show. We're talking Cowboys tonight.
You talking to Cowboys, huh? America's team.
Yeah, we talking Cowboys tonight. Will you see the game?
Yes, America's team.
Where you calling from, by the way?
I know I was sent this way by Pastor Don Jr. with the Elite 300 winning team.
Okay. Well, where are you calling from, 903? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Longview, Texas.
Oh, Longview, Texas. Oh, okay. Right. Well, we're talking Cowboys tonight. You see the game tonight?
Oh, yeah. I actually got a couple spots up in Dallas. I didn't get to catch the game, you know, because I had to get my backpack and stuff and got to go on a business trip. But, yeah, I heard about it.
Oh, okay. Well, call us back next week. We talking about the game tonight. We'll talk to you next week, sir. We appreciate you listening and appreciate you calling on tonight, buddy. Call us back next week.
Most definitely.
All right.
Most
peace.
Definitely.
Peace. Ladies and gentlemen on the network, we want to appreciate all of you guys that's listening on the network. We're talking Cowboys tonight. Victoria and Fred, man, I tell you, I love these kind of battles. You
right?
know. Ladies and gentlemen, we're around the domino table on tonight. This is what we do around the domino table.
They were so civilized. And so,
yes, sir.
You know, I mean, they were just so well-behaved and civilized and adult about it. I'm just like, okay.
Man over there trying to rub
it in. I was screaming, hollering, hitting the table. I was waiting on somebody to do a table hit or something.
I got all the fires in my hand.
At the end of the day, I'm a realist, and I know my Cowboys. Oh Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Let's bring another call in, real quick, y'all. Let's bring another call in. Last four numbers 4875. You on the email after show? Hello, who is this? Caller, you there? Hello, caller, you there?
Hey, I'm here. What's up, man? Hey, how you doing?
Oh, this Ant. How you doing, Ant? Man, I don't know nobody's number. Man, we on here talking to Cowboys tonight, man. Victoria and Mr. Fred Bill going at it.
I heard that Steelers fan on there talking to noise. I heard that Steelers fan. they didn't make it nowhere.
Mandy.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Mr. Anthony, I'm trying to figure out what's in your cup tonight.
I wanted to say some tears in my cup, but I ain't gonna go that far. It's funny. It's just sad. I just let her down, man.
They let her down. Oh my God.
And like somebody said earlier, the teams that they expect us to beat, we don't beat them. But the teams they don't expect us to beat, we beat them.
Mm-hmm.
That was Victoria said that the real Cowboy fan.
And everybody delusional tonight.
Look, I can see us playing this last game, the Eagles. We already stomped them. We wouldn't have no chance about them next week. But now we're talking against these San Francisco. Should have been an easy game. We throw two interceptions. We can miss a field goal again. We just crazy.
Yeah, y'all right? Angie going to make it the rest of my breath?
Are you okay?
You okay?
Yeah,
you need a hug, brother?
Did you hear Fred Bell's segment, Encouragement for the Soul? You should be encouraged by that, brother.
hey, Deacon Smith.
Exactly,
you see how delusional a Cowboy fan is? He said they should have beat San Francisco. How should y'all have beat San Francisco? They got the number one defense. You know that, right?
We held their defense down. I didn't say they had the number one offense.
They got the number one defense.
Both of those defense teams was awesome. Both the defense was awesome. We just had trouble with our offense trying to score some points.
Yes, sir.
What's the quarterback name? He done made me lose
$50.
Dak.
Fred, I lost my $50 fooling with Dak. You know what I'm saying?
you see how Deacon Smith came on the line, right? Did you hear his voice? Normally, he'd come on. He'd be, hey, man, how you doing? He like, hey, man, how you doing? What did I tell you, man?
Right.
Smith, you got him bigger than that, man. I told y'all at church today what was going to happen. I told y'all what was going to happen. I said, keep that same energy y'all had when y'all walking out that door. Have it Sunday when y'all come in.
I almost thought he needed a hug, Fred Bell. I thought he needed a hug. He came.
Come.
Ready to tell me, what you got in your cup?
Come on. We need to do a house inspection over there. We need to show up at Deacon Smith's house and see what's going on. Now, we're not judging you, Deacon. We just want to know what's going on with you tonight.
I was kind of proud because, you know, my wife's a Saint fan, but she's pulling for us because we made it so far down here. She was on my team this night.
You know why? Because she didn't want her husband to be depressed tonight. And guess what happened?
Epic fail.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the network, we're talking to the fellas. This is what we do around the domino table. We're around the domino table tonight. We're talking Cowboys. When we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, we've got Fred Bell, we got Victoria, we got Anthony, we got Mandy. We got somebody else just calling in. I don't even know if I want to bring them.
Right?
Why? Because it's going to be all right. Listen, if you missed Encouragement for the Soul on tonight, listen, Mr. Fred Bell encouraged our soul on tonight. So all of you that's
bringing
it,
put your cup
down. Amen.
It was supposed to say amen.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, stop messing with buttons over there. Mandy over here delusional, too, because she just messing with
Queen. Mandy not delusional. I know who lost the game, and I know they weren't runners up either.
We want to appreciate all of you tonight. Man, it's what you say, Mandy?
They weren't runners up. You know, somebody say, oh, we almost won. Well, I was runner up. I mean, Victoria came on the line and made every excuse for the Dallas Cowboys. Then we have Deacon Anthony trailing behind Victoria. I mean, come on, y'all.
I need somebody
to fix their bifocals next time they're watching the game.
But the best illustration, Anthony, I don't know if you heard this, Ant. Fred Bell said we were both at the pearly gate. Fred, what?
We were both at the pearly gate.
Fred, say what you said a little earlier, man. I need to write that one down.
Right, that was good.
What did you say earlier, Fred?
We both going to be standing at the pearly gates, right? I may have committed a little more sin than you, right? But we both repented. So we both going to get into heaven. So she was saying, like, you know, what were you saying, Victoria? Would I use that with you?
I said we both gonna be watching the game, Mr. Gates.
So we gonna meaning we both ended up in the same place that she right that y'all right here with the Steelers at home.
Yeah.
So guess what? It don't make no difference how you got there. You got there.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
that's okay though.
You know, we were trying to go to
really
the Super Bowl over here. We were talking about going to the Super Bowl. I don't know.
Hey, we were close.
Yeah.
We was close.
But, man, because, you know, if the Cowboys would have won, if they would have won, they would have played the game here at Jerry's World.
Mm.
The NFC Championship would have been over.
We'd have played
the
Eagles.
Yeah, we'd have played
Philly, baby, and I want
to. No, I don't think it would have been here. I think the Eagles had a better record than the Cowboys, so the Cowboys would have had to go up there.
Oh, okay.
We would have had to play them in Philly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, all we had to do was get past these 49ers, and we couldn't even do that.
Y'all barely beat the Eagles with a backup quarterback. They scored 38 points on y'all.
Oh my Lord!
Y'all got 38 points on y'all.
Hold on, but it was a see, they always bringing that up. But don't forget, the beginning of the season when we played Philly, when they beat us, they were playing our backup quarterback. You see
what
I'm saying?
What was the score? Y'all didn't score 38 points on them.
We won.
They scored 38 points.
We won.
Okay, but a few minutes ago you said. You said we didn't lose by that much. It don't make no difference, right?
But we still okay. They beat us with their backup quarterback. We beat them with ours. So if we had to play them next week. We would have both our quarterbacks, and we would have really seen who did what. And we were gonna pluck the feathers off them Eagles.
Do y'all see how Dak play? Dak ain't that dude. He ain't that dude.
Right.
He's not consistent. I give you that. He's not consistent.
No, he ain't that guy. He overrated. I agree with a lot of people. He overrated.
Yeah, there's only you on the network.
But see,
you guys, hold on one second. Hold that thought for those of you that's listening. For those of you that's listening on the network tonight. This is what we do around the E-Man After Show. We want to appreciate y'all, you guys. But check this out real quick, guys. Let me see. I was getting ready to do this here. Yeah, let me do this here real quick, and we're going to get y'all back into the conversation.
The opinions and views of our friends and guests does not reflect the opinion and views of the E-Man After Show and Retail Radio Network.
Let me do that disclaimer. Ain't got nothing to do with the E-Man After Show.
Go ahead, E-Man.
But Ed and Victoria, I ain't going to ask Fred Bell this question. But Anthony and Victoria, can I borrow $25 a piece from y'all so I can pay my bill?
They lost it. They lost it.
I lost mine in the bed, man. I'm gonna say
I can't help you on that one, man. Cause I'm not betting with no Cowboys. I just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This ought to teach you a lesson right here. Quit doing that.
Well, you know what? I don't know if y'all seen it
just
or not.
Just pull
Chris,
for
him.
Quit doing that. Quit putting your money out there. Just pull for him.
Victoria and Fred, did y'all see the bookies up there in Vegas? Mandy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did y'all see the bookies up there in Vegas? He put up $8 million.
I heard that.
$8 million that the Cowboys are going. Will you see that, Fred Bell?
No.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. The bookies over there in Las Vegas. He do that kind of bidding.
Mm-hmm.
He put up $8 million that the Cowboys was going to lose.
Mm.
And so he won $16 million.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Golly.
Anthony, stop and quit doing that. Boy, I wish I... Woo, look at him. I wish I should have known this brother, him, boy.
I wish you did, too.
But, Jesus Christ. But, ladies and gentlemen on the network, we're having a good... Huh? What'd you say, Fred?
I tried to bet my neighbor. He wanted to call me. Hey, man, you want to bet $60? I said, no, $500. No, I don't want to bet $500. Well, get off my phone then.
Because I got to keep my money low. You know, I won't bet $100, but, you know.
Victoria has so much faith in the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
She said to me, if the Cowboys win, now listen to this, how much faith she had in the Cowboys. She didn't want to bet money. She said, if the Cowboys win, I'm going to drive your car tomorrow. What? I'm like, girl, you have no faith in the Cowboys. Who make a bet like that? And then you threaten to slash my tires.
You talking about the new car I just bought my wife? You talking about
the new car, yes.
You want to drive my crib. I bought my wife a new car for her wedding gift. Now she want to slash the tire. If we go out there and our tires are slashed, we looking for you, Victoria.
Listen, we rolling deep
this
to your hood. Okay?
Disclaimer. The cell phone ding is going to show I was at home the whole time.
Oh, man, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a good time on the network. Hey, guys, we get ready to wrap this show up. But I want to thank you guys just around the domino table tonight. I want to thank you guys over there on the network. This is fun. But we'll be doing this for the rest of the playoffs. You know, we got the NFC and the AFC championship next weekend. We're gonna keep it going all the way up to the Super Bowl. Right around here, I'm gonna go with the 49ers the rest of the way. Who you going with, Fred Bell?
I want the Bengals to lose Sunday, and then I don't care who wins. As long as they don't win, as long as the Cowboys don't, I don't care who wins the Super Bowl after that.
Oh, okay. Okay, no, I'm actually going with the Bengals, too. I'm going with the Bengals for the AFC.
There, but I don't know if they're going to make it with my home being out. Mm-hmm. And he might be back next week, though.
Who you going with, man?
I still like the Chiefs, man. I still like Mahomes.
Okay, you going with Mahomes, and I'm going with Cincinnati. Who you going with, Victoria, in the AFC?
I want Philly to lose, and I want Chiefs to win. I want to see Chiefs and 49ers in the Super Bowl.
Right. Okay. I think it's going to be Cincinnati. Anybody got? I got $50 that it's going to be Cincinnati and the 49ers.
I got $50. That is going to be Chiefs and the 49ers.
Oh, okay. Well, that means you can't bet.
Right.
How much, Fred Bell, you got a hot $50? I got $50 that Cincinnati and the 49ers going. Fred said he don't care who go.
Right.
And where you hot $50 at?
No, sir.
Anthony, he's keeping all his money. And you got to tell you,
yes,
listen, man, you got you know what today is, Ant? Today is National, we're celebrating Life Day. You got to, man, celebrate. You got a hot $50, Ant. Let's bet, Andy. I know you got down in your wallet. I bet your wife will right now. That picture way back there. I know it's $100 back up in there. you've been hiding money real good for a long time. That $100 you got bowled.
It's in that spot you don't think your wife knew about.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, man, we want to appreciate all you guys on the network. We want to thank you guys that's hanging out with us on the night. This is We Talk Radio Network. This is the E-Man After Show. We're around the domino table tonight. We got football Ikes on here. Man, it's been just fun watching the games this weekend. We just excited and having a good time. But I kind of want to do switch because just a little bit. I want to switch just a little bit. But those of you that's been liking the Fred Bell segment over here on the E-Man After Show, he's been doing Encouragement for the Soul for a little while,
mm-hmm.
and he'll continue to keep doing it for the rest of the year. Right, Fred? This was a night.
Mm-hmm.
We want to appreciate all that you do. But a few Sunday nights ago, we was talking about the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got into a discussion about the Bible. And so I just got a concept and an idea. I'm going to put you guys on mute, Victoria. I just think I got a concept and an idea because a lot of times when we are talking the Bible, you know, a lot of people don't really understand a lot of times of how to study or
right.
What the Bible, what it even consists of, and being mm-hmm. in faith and really just belief.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, like my pastor, even in Fred Bell 7 tonight, he was talking about Another Chance.
Mm-hmm.
And watch night, man, you remember Bishop Jakes, he preached a sermon, A Steward of a Second Chance.
Yeah.
In other words, what are you going to do with this year that God have afforded you?
Mm.
And so I just got a creative idea after we got to talking about the Bible. So starting in February, Fred Bell and all of you that's on the network, we're getting ready to bring another segment to the E-Man After Show. It is called, what is this new segment we bring to the E-Man After Show, Mandy? It is called Bible Study on the E-Man After Show. That's going to be every first Sunday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to listen. I've talked about six pastors. I done talked to three Sunday school teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to come on every first Sunday of the month on the E-Man After Show, and they're just going to teach Bible study.
Right.
I mean, it's just going to teach the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And Fred Bell, you're going to start us out, right? Mr. Fred Bell?
Yes, sir.
Bell is going to start it out because Fred Bell, he teaches Sunday school class.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about your Sunday school class and where you teach it and when you teach it, Fred Bell, real quick.
I teach Sunday school class at Loving Fellowship Baptist Church at 8:30 every morning, 8:30 to 9:30 every Sunday morning. And I've been doing it on Facebook Live on the Loving Fellowship Baptist Church Facebook page.
Right, right. And so I talked to Fred Bell. I talked to two Sunday school teachers. I talked to my six pastors, Fred Bell. And then the thing they encouraged me about, and I want to share, it's not a competition.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we're doing is, and the only reason why I want to do this, because a lot of time when we're talking the Bible, it's a whole lot of people don't really understand how to study the Word of God.
Right.
They read Scripture, but they don't really study it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to bring people that have studied the Word of God, know
mm-hmm.
how to break these Scriptures down, know how to teach you to where your faith is being built
mm-hmm.
and where you can understand and your belief and your faith in Christ. And I know Fred Bell is one, and for the rest of the year, Mandy,
mm-hmm.
it's every first Sunday of the month. And for the rest of the year, we're going to bring a different one on, and we're just going to let them go, Mandy, for that 1 hour to teach Bible study.
Right.
We're not trying to get nobody to join nobody's church. We're not trying to get nobody to, you know, have a platform where they're preaching.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to teach because if you ain't never listened to Fred Bell Sunday school class, we're talking about good, solid teaching where your faith can be built.
Right.
One of the ways of your faith and your belief being built is coming from a teacher,
mm-hmm.
you know, a leader, a pastor, or someone that's really teaching you.
Mm-hmm.
The other way your faith and belief can be built is you study. That's why he says study to show thyself approved.
Mm-hmm.
And if a good leader, because I heard Prayer Bell 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
a good leader always takes you back to the Bible and tell you, I heard Prayer Bell say it like this here, if you don't believe me, you go back and study it.
Right.
That's what a good leader would do. They would challenge you no matter what they teach. Don't take my word. Am I right, Mr. Fred Bell? Don't take my word for it. You go back and study it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only thing we're doing on the E-Man After Show, we're not in competition. We're not trying to prove anything. We're not trying to say, you know, we just want to bring Bible scholars on, Mandy,
mm-hmm.
to where they just simply teaching the Word of God where our faith can be built and where we can understand the Bible that we read, because a lot of people don't understand the Bible.
Right.
And they talk a lot of scriptures. They'll throw them at you in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
They throw them out of context, you know, and one of the things that we must understand, and you can help me out for it because you're a Sunday school teacher. Throw scriptures out of context is heresy. That means that you're quoted in a scripture and you don't even know what it means. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And so your account will be all over the place if you ain't putting it in the right. Am I right, Mandy? You're
right.
A doctor, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. And so this is what we want to do on the E-Man After Show. We ain't trying to prove nothing. I just feel like our pastor, Bishop J.C., challenged us, what are you going to do with this year?
Mm-hmm.
And so I always come up with ideas, Fred, and those of you guys on the network. I just come up with new concepts and new ideas, and I'm not afraid to, when I go to the owner, she's all for it. I'm not afraid to, Fred, I'm not afraid to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
If it don't work, we'll get rid of it. You understand what I'm saying? If it becomes that competition, because we don't want to do it as a competition. We want to help those that's really teaching us where we can understand faith, because it is very impossible to please God without faith.
Yes.
And so how do you get faith? How do we get faith for it? How do we get faith? You taught this a few Sundays ago when I listened. How do we get faith for it?
How do you get faith? You get faith by being tested. But when you're tested, you have to believe in God, because faith is the only thing that makes us righteous with him. So in order to get faith, you have to be tested to go through something to get the faith.
Because
you wouldn't have the faith to swim if nobody pushed you in the water. If you say get that swim, you're never going to get in that swim. So you got to be tested. But you got to believe that he's going to bring you through.
And so when you done been tried and tested like Fred Bell and his testimony, you know, what is over in Matthews, he tell you in his word, you got to believe it. You understand? And so this is what we want to do, and that's going to start in February, the first Sunday in February, Fred Bell. You know, he'll probably we'll dispatch his segment that night because he'll be teaching. He's going to start us out, and whatever he's teaching, we are asking you guys to go back and study. Because, Fred, what we trying to get those to do to propel us to really study the Bible.
Right.
To be a student in the Word of God. Because, you know, at 60 years old, every church don't have Sunday school like they used to.
True.
Why? Right. Because it's not a thing that about why they don't. We're just living in different times. Churches are too big. How would it really fit? You got 20,000 or 10,000 people showing up at Sunday school. You know. And so then you got the churches that's able to do Sunday school, such as his church, you know, such as my brother's church. They still do Sunday school.
Right.
Then we got Bible studies. But what we're doing is in February to the rest of this year, we just going to, as two young ladies, I mean, they've been teaching Sunday school class forever. I think God already got them a Sunday school class when they get to heaven, because, you know, they just like you. They love teaching Sunday school, but when you get through listening to them, you have learned how to study, because they going to make you go back and reference what they studied. Don't take my word for it.
Yeah.
You go back, because a lot of time, Fred and Mandy, I don't think people really, I mean, just like, you know, your pastor, whatever he preached today. How many people sitting up in the church today is going to go back and study what the pastor preached about today? Do you get that, Fred?
All the time.
You teach them, but they don't go back and study. They just take your word for it. Then they're trying to quote what you say here, and it's not making sense because they haven't did they information with application is no good. Like Bishop Jake
said. I don't mean to cut you off. And it's just like when my pastor is reading the scripture, I'm reading the scripture with him. But guess what? I go in my Bible and I study to make sure he's telling the people correct
what's actually
coming out. Because people don't understand, when you know the word of God and somebody's sitting there next to you, whether it's your wife, your kids, or whoever it may be, and you don't give them that true word, you held accountable for that because you know the word. And you're saying a lot of churches don't have Sunday school no more and Bible study. That's the reason a lot of people in church are so lost in the word right now. Because we always hear people talk about Boaz in the Bible. Oh, I want me a man like Boaz. When you read, and I stood up one day and I asked the people, I said, what is the book of Ruth? I said, have y'all read the book of Ruth? I said, Boaz is very little in the book. It's about her faithfulness to God. It's about the mother-in-law. When you read the book, it's very little in there about Boaz, them. And I'm like, why everybody always say? And I got curious, so you know what? I went and read it.
Right. And that's what we're asking these teachers to come on to do. When they get through teaching, well, it challenged people. It provoked people to go study.
Right.
And that's all we're doing. We're not trying to get you to get people to join your organization and get people to join.
Right.
We just want people to walk away understanding the Bible better than what we do. And so we're going to be doing that.
Right.
We're going to start that in February. And Fred, I talked to him, man, and he's going to start us out. And then I got a couple of young ladies, and then I got some pastors. And every pastor, Fred Bell, that I talk to, they say, E-Man, make sure that you tell your listeners that it's to build their faith and to challenge them to study.
Mm.
We're not trying to get them to be members of your church. Each pastor told me in their own way of they think this will be helpful, because a lot of people, there's so many different teachings out there. But you're not trying to
teach someone different from what they man the God is teaching them. Mm-hmm. You just want them to walk away with understanding the Bible and understand how you can get great faith in the Bible,
right,
in the Word of God. You got something, Andy?
Right.
You want to add? And so that's what we're going to be doing because, you know, my pastor, you know, Mandy and those of you know I'm a member of the Potter's House, it seemed like at the first of the year he goes through a series of teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And Fred has been out running because Bishop Jake started out talking about prayer partners. Mm-hmm. That's what his series is. He started last week and today it was part two on today.
Mm-hmm.
And he came from Romans 8:22-27 out of the NIV.
Mm-hmm.
And so and last week. What does that challenge us to do? Because he challenged each and every one of us today, Mandy. You know, he challenged every one of us to go back and study this word.
Yeah.
He said, all week long, this is y'all assignment. You know, I want you to go back and he said, I got to ask God that he want me to teach this next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but I want you to go back so you can get what application off of this information that I have given you.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, because, you know, it's about what, 12,000 people go to the Potter's House on Sunday. Out of the 12,000, I want to know how many people are going to go back and study.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because Bishop Jake can tell us anything.
True.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so, and any other pastor can tell you anything. Anybody, because if you don't do your study and your word search and your references of the scripture, you'll just take their word and then you'll be quoting stuff which become heresy because you'll be talking to someone and it don't even make sense what you quote.
Right, right.
You understand? And so that's what we're doing on the E-Man After Show. That's going to be awesome, huh, man?
Right, right. That's the February the 5th, the first Sunday in February.
Yeah, it's February the 5th, and Fred Bell is going to. So, Fred Bell, your Ikes that normally call in, they call in tonight for you. We call him the Fred Bill night.
Right.
Fred, they show up right that. Listen, Fred, at 9:30, they on the line.
It's so true. But it's awesome to see that level of support, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's funny because one time E-Man was checking the lines and he was asking, you know, he sometimes when people are holding the seats and, you know, new numbers come in, he just checked to see who it is, and he checked the line. And he was like, "You're on the E-Man After Show backline. Who is this?" And it was a lady on there. She was like, "I'm trying to listen to Fred Bell segment. I'm trying to listen to Fred Bell segment." And this lady was not playing. She was so serious. And this lady calls in faithfully every Sunday night. So,
right, right.
The level of support is great.
Yeah, and Fred, we want to thank you, man, because we have got a whole lot of great feedback on the segments. They are joining the segments, and so we'll turn you loose and allow you to teach. And then we got. Man, you know what, Fred? What shocked me, Fred, and Mandy? You know what really shocked me? It was just the idea because we were just talking about the Bible that night.
Right.
What shocked me when I started asking about, you know, just talking, because, you know, I always, before I do anything, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to research. I'm going to do all of that, do my due diligence. It was amazing to me. Every person that I talked to and asked about it, should I do it, I was just blown away, Fred. They was like, oh, wow, this is great. And I'm saying to myself, I'm like, So you just never know how things and how people listen and what really people are starving for in this last day. And like you were saying a few weeks ago when I watched it, in this last day, Fred, and I think it is scripture, Mandy, is people really hungry for understanding the Word of God? Because Paul said, out of all thy getting, get understanding.
Right.
And it's so unfortunate that people are ignorant, not ignorant as, you know, we calling you ignorant, but understanding,
not knowing
the Bible like they portray, like they know.
Right.
And they don't implement their faith. When you agree, Fred? Because, I mean, we just had my brother on last week. You know, he's a walking testimony. You understand what I'm saying? Fred Bell, you're a walking testimony. But it's amazing how people's faith is so – I mean, some people just, you know, they don't believe God. They don't really – where is that over
right.
in Exodus? I think it's Exodus 23 – and 25. Fred, get your Bible real quick. I want to think it's over in Exodus. I want them to read it because I'm just trying to quote it. I think it talks about where he blesses your water and your bread. And in the last clause of that particular text, Mandy,
He said he'll take sickness away from you, and from among you. If you can believe, if you're sick tonight on this network, on this phone line, if you can get this scripture in your spirit or get this scripture in your psyche or get this scripture in you, this scripture say he'll take sickness away from you. Mm-hmm. That means you won't be sick no more. Mm-hmm. That you won't have no symptoms. That means you won't have a spirit of infirmities because he say he'll take it. Most people don't believe that. They believe, oh, no, I'm getting old. I'm going to get sick. But this, Fred, you got that scripture right there? And then I'm going to tell you what it means.
You know what chapter it's in?
I think it's Exodus 23. I want to say verse 20, chapter 23. I want to say it's verse 24, 25, one of them, you know.
Sure.
But when I studied that, Mandy, I got to study in that, and I was like, if people can really understand what he's saying in this whole context, this scripture stand out there alone. It don't stand. It ain't got no other reference. The point is that if you can believe this word, that he will take sickness away from you.
Yeah.
And so I walked away. I started saying, okay, what reference is it going to give me? It didn't even give none. You know what? I came to the conclusion that this scripture is standing on its own if you can believe it. And if you can believe it, it is so, and you can receive it. That I don't care what kind of sickness you got, if you can believe what this scripture is saying, any Exodus 23 and 24, 25, or 26, one of them, he said that he was
blessed. But I don't see that scripture.
I want to say it's Exodus 23, and look it up on your phone, man, the Exodus 23 and 25, 24, 25. He said he'll bless your water and your bread. And he said that in that particular scripture, he talks about taking your sickness away from him. I'm going to see if I can find it.
Exodus 23:25, I believe.
I believe it.
The internet NIV says, worship the Lord your God, and his blessings will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you.
And so different translation. I just pulled it up.
Yeah, that was the NIV, but.
I'm just pulling up in the King James.
Okay.
So you shall serve the Lord with all thy heart, and he will bless your bread and your water, and he will take sickness from the midst of you. And if you can that's the only scripture that stands there. It don't give you no reference or anything. It says this is the power of this verse if you can receive it, that he will take sickness away. What is that scripture saying to me right off? If I was sick, and I kept going to the doctor, and they couldn't find nothing. First of all, I had to conclude it's a spirit of infirmity. But then, if they can't find nothing, if I keep being sick, and if I can believe this scripture, it's telling you that he will take sickness away from you. You know what? When I started studying that, Fred, you know, I started studying that because my mother was sick, and I was taking care of her at the time, you know, and she caught COVID. And when my mother caught COVID, we was praying that, it was our prayer for Ed Bell and those of you on the network that our mother went past with COVID, that she would pray. You know, she had Alzheimer's,
right?
And she passed at 95. We wanted to, the Lord was bringing on home, we wanted to be that. We didn't want her death certificate to say it was COVID-19.
Right.
And so, Fred, that's the scripture that I stood on, and we stood on, and we watched God take COVID away from her. She didn't die sick. You know, she didn't die like that. You know, she passed with, you know, Alzheimer's. She passed with, you know, with just age. But we believe God, and she caught COVID twice, and we prayed it twice. Because we believe that God would take sickness away from her.
Right.
And then somebody on the network said, well, he really took it because he brung on home. Well, sure. But we was talking about on this side of the earth. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
In other words, we didn't see her suffer with COVID-19. Because we believe that he would do it. So that's a scripture I just been standing on. If I get sick sometime, of course, I go to the doctor, Fred. I went to the doctor first. You know, because that's what me and my brother was talking about on last Sunday night. This is why I go to the doctor first. I'm not one of them Christians that just pray. I go find out what's wrong. And then I pray for what they say was wrong.
Right.
You know, you got some people, you need to go find out so you can pray. Because there ain't no need. If you've been having a headache for 2 years, you need to go to the doctor and find out what's going on with you.
Right.
Or go get you some Tylenol or something.
Because God has given us, he's given us common sense. He's put the doctors here for a reason.
Oh, Oh, right. Yeah.
He put them there for a reason. It's just like when I found out that I had cancer. People kept telling me I had an ear infection. Went to the dentist, and I thought he told me a tongue tonsil. Found out 2 years later after it was gone, he said, man, I didn't tell you you had no tongue tonsil. He told me something else. So that was God speaking to me. So when I looked in the mirror and seen the knot on my tongue, he said, go to the ENT. Went and found out what it was.
Right,
then
right.
he revealed to me what it was. Then my faith is what actually healed me, my faith in him. And I told tell people all the time. He said that was for some, that wasn't for me. It was for people to see him work through me.
Through me, right.
And people have to understand, and it's so funny that you said feeding by people being hungry. The lesson I taught today, God was talking to the people about fasting. They were doing it for the wrong reasons. And
right,
he said,
right.
go feed the hungry, help the oppressed. But when he said feed the hungry, he was talking about feeding those people that are starving for his word. I'd rather talk to people who do not know God's word and do not understand it to build their faith up than to sit in a room full of Christians and teach the word to them when they supposed to already know it. I got to go out there and give it to the ones that don't know it because those are the ones that's out there dying.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they don't know the word of God. They don't have faith. Them the ones that's out there depressed at night that's killing themselves because of this and that. But when they know the word of God and they hear your testimony, they know right there. And I'm an open book. I tell them I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. And guess what? God still healed me. So why won't he do it for you?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I'm about to preach up in here.
Well, we're gonna turn you what a segue. We're gonna turn you loose February the 1st, and this
the
is where we're February the 5th. February the 5th. We're gonna turn you loose because, man, we want to do this because I just believe in this hour for you. We're living in an hour where you know people faith need to be encouraged.
Yes.
People need to understand how they get faith in. Like you say, even my brother said it last week. You know, y'all walking testimony. You can't tell my brother nothing now. Listen, if you heard his testimony last week, you can't really tell him that God ain't real at all. You understand what I'm saying? He believe God for an ingrown toenail. If you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And so when you got those kind of people that the reality of it is, just like Bishop was saying on today, people need help and they don't want to cry out for help. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of time, the help is right there.
Right.
You know, but we feel like if we cry out, I've been saying I've been a Christian for 30 years and my faith ought to be strong. Still, you ain't got to least admit that you need some help.
Right.
And what are we doing? Well, it's a lot of people need help in understanding how to study the Bible and then studying the Bible. It took me a long time before I studied the Bible. You understand what I'm saying? I wasn't one of them guys that after the preacher get through preaching went home and studied. I just took his word for it until I started getting in conversations and started, you know, I started really needing God. So I started reading and I started studying. In the 7 years that I took care of my mother, that all of you that's listening on the network tonight, Fred, I stayed in the Bible. You know, it was just nights that I didn't, you know, I was just taking care of her. The house was quiet. Man, I had books all over everywhere. You understand? And then I called my brother because he was a young pastor. I called others when things that I didn't understand. Explain this to me. Because we was in a conversation one time, me and then Fred. I was in a conversation and we was talking about, one of the young men was talking about, we was talking about come out from among them and be ye separated. You hear a lot of people talk about that all the time, right? But they don't explain it in its entirety and they don't understand what that means. So they think that means because you saved, you ain't supposed to run with unsaved people. And that ain't even what that scripture is talking about at all. You know, but I don't run with my unsaved friends. I run with all my unsaved friends. You understand? Because I'm safe enough. They don't dictate if I, you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I can go to every one of my homeboys' house right today. Why? Because, you know, my Holy Ghost is strong. Because to be honest with you, I don't think you got that kind of power if you get something away from them. But that text was seeing it in a different light. And so if you understand by scripture and Bible, now he's telling us over here in the last days, he said, what did he say in the last days? He said, in the last days, I'm going to allow the wheat and the tare to come up together. That means the unsaved and the saved. I want y'all to walk together. And ain't that what the scripture said, man? He said, mm-hmm. and I'm God, yep. and let me do the separation, not you.
Yeah.
And so watch out for all these people trying to tell you you can't run with this person, you can't walk with them. Get away from them crazy folk, because they don't even really know what they're talking about. You should, you just heard Fred Bell say a while ago, you should be able to, he said he want a witness to those that's unsaved.
Right.
See, we spend a lot of time worrying about folk that's saved.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are missing the loss because we don't want to run with them because somebody done tricked us to believe we ain't supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Which that goes to show you they was unlearned and they weren't teaching the word of God. And so we didn't go back to study to find out what they right. So we just ran with it. Oh, I don't run with unsaved people. I run with all of them.
And yeah, and that, I think that's why this Bible study is so important because teaching people to get in the Word and learn for themselves. The scripture you just quoted about come from among them, you know, as growing up, you would, I know for me, I heard, oh, you don't supposed to run with sinners, X,
right,
Y, Z. But as I began to study the Word of God for myself and get the revelation of the Word, you know, and what God was really saying, a lot of times, as you stated, we have people, they'll take their pastor word for it.
Right,
the way the denomination teaches it, and they'll run with it, and they're teaching other people, or they're going out there saying things that they truly do not understand
right.
themselves, and not to demonize them, right? But I believe this is why you're opening up the platform so that the Word of God can be rightfully divided.
You going to teach one session for me, man?
I mean, I'm open to it. I'm definitely open to it, but, you know, we'll give everybody opportunity to come on
right,
and teach.
Right.
You know,
well, I already got eight people.
A lot
already.
Of people.
I'm like,
listen,
Fred, I was shocked. I was like, oh okay.
But you know, I'm running out of juice now. So when I start running out of juice, I tend to get quiet. It's 10:42.
Yeah, I understand men start shutting down at a certain time. But,
I am shutting down.
Yeah, it's okay. But ladies, you know, they're asking us for 2 hours, so I'll be trying to stretch it, man.
I know.
And they ask, Fred, they're asking me to do 2 hours worth of content. And this is a late show. And I'll be trying to stretch it. The good thing about me and Mandy, now we're in the same house now, so we ain't got to drive all across the world and do all of that. Mandy just log off and go on in about her business. But ladies and gentlemen on the network tonight, we do appreciate all of you coming around the domino table. We do appreciate all of you that's listening to this show. We got greater and bigger and better things for the E-Man After Show. We got different people want this show free. We got people asking us to do this and to do that. And so we're laying before God to see which way we're going with a whole lot of stuff this year.
Right.
You know, but a lot of that comes from being in the Word of God and studying the Word of God. So we just wanted to, once again, we just want to bring another segment, another way of getting people to really get into their Bible. And like I was telling Mandy in the meeting, this is not about competition.
Right.
We ain't finna let nobody come over here and steal nobody's members and all that. Because people be doing some crazy stuff, boy.
You said what you said, demon people to hell.
Yeah. We don't want you to preach none of them fire and brimstone trying to scare people into hell, you know, all that old type stuff. We want you just to teach the Word of God what people of faith in God can be strong in it. And Fred, you do a good Bible study. You didn't know I was watching your Sunday school class, huh?
No, because some people I can see on there, and some I can't.
Yeah, I've been checking you out, you know, and just keep on doing what you're doing. And to all of you Sunday school teachers out there, you know, keep on teaching to all of you that teach Bible study. We're not saying you're doing a poor job. Let me do this. We're not talking about nobody and how they teach and what they teach. We're just asking you in this day and time, make your message relevant to where people can understand how to study this word and get into it, where their faith can grow, you know, especially if you're going to practice his religion.
Right. And people need tools. They need tools to know how to push, you know, how to fight. And with COVID and with what the world has experienced, a lot of people have you know, they're looking for a way out. Looking for a means of encouragement. And unfortunately, there are voices out there that just may not necessarily be the matured voice.
Right.
said, it's not to demonize, but it's to bring things right, you know, restructure, you know, restructure our mind. And as you guys been saying tonight, the building of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, you know, there's people that believe in God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've had a hard hit, you know, and maybe they just can't see it the way they once saw it,
right.
And they need to just really connect with the right people that's going to really rightfully divide the word of truth.
And Fred Bell, we know you one of those, so man, we want to appreciate you and all that you're doing for the E-Man After Show, and we want to appreciate you teaching it. And so I wanted to get qualified people, so I know you and all these people that shock me when I start talking to them about it.
Right.
You know, I'm just the calendar is already full up. You know, I'm like, oh, okay. And so we'll be doing, and then this is the kicker to it, Fred, and we're getting ready to end the show. Me and Dee, I know you are getting sleep over there.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting ready. This is the kicker to it. Out of all the teachers, mm-hmm. this is the part, man, where I got to lay before God. All the teachers that's teaching, I'm going to find that one to be consistent and just let that person teach.
Mm, that's good.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It may be Fred Bell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may be Jocelyn. I don't know who it's going to be.
Right.
But out of those that teach it, because what I'm looking for specifics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for that person that's really, really going to teach it.
Right.
And take the platform and take it seriously to understand what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it take off, it'll become a thing over the E-Man After Show.
Oh,
and so, ladies and gentlemen, on the network tonight, we want to appreciate you guys have joined us tonight. We almost made it to 11, but my wife over
there. Right, you forgot you married? What? I woke up now. I'm up now. I'm joking.
My wife over there, she done got sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
But, guys, we thank you for coming around the E-Man After Show Domino Table. We want to thank all you guys that join us every Sunday night. And come back next Sunday night.
Right.
We'll have another show, and then we'll start this new segment. And that segment is called Bible Study on the E-Man After Show. And we'll have a different one teaching. We got how many more months we got? We got 11 more months in the month because this is February. And then it's 12 months in a year, man.
I know. Oh, right. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know that.
So I already got eight teachers. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And so we're just going to teach every first Sunday of the month. And so, Fred, I know you're over there studying, brother.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So, y'all guys, keep up the good work. So, Mandy and Fred, thank you tonight. Thank you, all of you that joined the E-Man After Show tonight. Thank you for listening. And then we're going to end the show. And so we pray that y'all guys have a productive week. Mandy, you feel like praying us out tonight? You don't want to pray us out tonight? She just done got tired. Well, Fred, you want to pray us out on the E-Man After Show tonight, sir?
I sure will.
Would you pray us out? And also, Fred, this is what I'm asking for you to do for me, Fred. I want to lift up all leaders. Mm-hmm. We just want to pray for the lead. I'm talking about if you're leading in your home. I ain't talking about just in the church. I'm mm-hmm. talking about on your job, if you a leader on your job, in your home, and your mm-hmm. church. You know, wherever you a leader at, we mm-hmm. want, Fred, I'm just asking you to lift up leaders because we're getting ready to do our leadership conference once again. It's coming up.
Okay.
And so, entrepreneurs, and then, Fred, you can just pray whatever's on your heart to pray for all of us around the world. And right after that, we'll all close right. the show out. So thank you guys for listening. It's on you, Fred.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now just thanking and blessing you, dear Heavenly Father, for just giving us one more day, dear Heavenly Father, for giving mm-hmm. us a day, dear Heavenly Father, that wasn't promised, dear Heavenly Father, but it was already ordained by you, dear Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. So we come to you tonight, dear Heavenly Father, asking that we may be forgiven for any sins that we may commit knowingly and unknowingly, dear Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne of grace, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you, dear Heavenly Father, as leaders around the world, dear Heavenly Father, we ask the leaders that are in the churches, dear Heavenly Father, leaders at the jobs, dear Heavenly Father, leaders in their homes, dear Heavenly Father, and the leaders, dear Heavenly Father, around the world, dear Heavenly Father, meaning the government officials, dear Heavenly Father,
mm-hmm.
we ask you to lift each and every one of them up, dear Heavenly Father. If their heart, dear Heavenly Father, is leaning away, dear Heavenly Father, in a different direction in which you want them to go, dear Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
Give them the wisdom, dear Heavenly Father. Touch their spirit. Touch their soul, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Touch their minds, dear Heavenly Father, because they know what is right, dear Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's hard for us to do what's right because we're pulled in so many different directions, dear Heavenly Father.
Oh, yes.
But let us be pulled in your direction, dear Heavenly Father, to lead the way you want us to lead, dear Heavenly Father.
But, dear Heavenly Father, tonight, dear Heavenly Father, we ask that all leaders be lifted up, dear Heavenly Father.
Oh, yes.
At the leadership conference, dear Heavenly Father, that's coming, dear Heavenly Father, let those leaders, dear Heavenly Father, that they be sitting out in the crowd, dear Heavenly Father, take the throne, dear Heavenly Father, meaning take the mantle, dear Heavenly Father, to step up in leadership, dear Heavenly Father. If something needs to be led, dear Heavenly Father, and they're just a layman, dear Heavenly Father, let mm-hmm. them step up in the forefront, dear Heavenly Father,
yeah.
and let
yeah.
them lead, dear Heavenly Father, because if they're led by you, dear Heavenly Father, they cannot go wrong, dear Heavenly Father. So tonight, dear Heavenly Father, we also ask, dear Heavenly Father, that each and everyone on the line be blessed tonight, dear Heavenly Father. We ask
oh, yeah.
you to bless Mandy, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to bless E-Man, dear Heavenly Father. We ask
yeah.
you to bless the owner of the radio show, dear Heavenly Father,
oh,
that
yeah.
has given us a platform tonight, dear Heavenly Father, to speak, dear Heavenly Father, to laugh, dear Heavenly Father, to pray, dear Heavenly Father, but to love one another, dear Heavenly Father.
Oh, yes.
So we ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you continue to bless us, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to watch us, dear Heavenly Father, as we sleep tonight in the image of death, dear Heavenly Father. Bring your angels around, dear Heavenly Father, to watch out, dear Heavenly Father, as we sleep, dear Heavenly Father. Watch
yes.
over our kids. Watch over our homes, dear Heavenly Father, and continue to watch over the world. These and other blessings I ask your darling son, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we receive
amen.
A touching and agreeing.
Yes.
And so until we meet again, join us on next Sunday night. So, Mandy, let's think big.
B-I-G.
You know, you close, you know, shut down over there.
B-I-G, come on.
Because I believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
We all live in proof. Mandy, we got to sign off before we go. We can't even sign off the air until you do that, Mandy.
All right, Coach. I got you, baby.
Let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we all live in proof.
Until next time, good night.
Good night, everybody.
God has a plan with you to be fruitful and multiply. He knows your ending for your beginning. Don't be dismayed, it's only delay. It's not only your time, but your turn. It's not only your time, but your turn.
Your time, y'all.
For you shall come to pass.
Wait.
Just wait and see.
You'll be
alright.
That's what we came to tell you. Come on.
Be fruitful. God has a plan with you.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.